talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
When I left that town, I made it all the way to West Virginia, and that's where my heart found exactly where I'm supposed to be. It didn't take much time. It's just south of the Mason-Dixon
line. Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was Home is Where the Heart Is by Lady Antebellum, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Taryn Berger. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 22nd through the 24th at a brand new location, a much bigger location, so we can allow for social distancing. So we've moved it from the Gilliard Center to the North Charleston Convention Center, and that's happening on January 22nd through the 24th, 2021. We also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April, and also the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Tiffany Miller with Home Etiquette. Also, Nikki Komorek with Charleston Cabinets, talking about your kitchen. And then finally, we've got a great interview with William Albrecht III with Southern Lumber and Millwork, talking about all the ways that Southern Lumber and Millwork helps homeowners that are building a custom home or are undertaking a large remodel project. But joining us now, some special guests. A couple of the staffers here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, Callie Cranford and Ebony Ellis. They're both photographers and graphic designers here with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. How you doing, ladies?
Good. How are you?
Just fine.
I'm doing pretty good, Tim.
Good. So, ladies, we oftentimes get a chance to kind of take our listeners behind the scenes and talk to some of the staff about what they do at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Can you kind of just give a brief synopsis of what your jobs are here?
Sure. So we have a lot of hats, but we do the shoots. We do all the ads, we design the magazine and the layouts. So it's just a lot of moving parts constantly, and a lot of exciting homes to go into and people to meet. So super fun.
I think that sums it up pretty well. You wear a lot of hats, and we're very, very grateful for your hard work. We definitely squeeze a lot of productivity out of every staffer here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. So Ebony, you and Callie were hired about the same time, almost 3 years ago.
It will be 3 years in June. It will be 3 years in about
3 years.
June.
Yeah. Okay. 3 years. Ebony, you're a professional photographer, mm-hmm. and also a graphic designer.
Yes.
So how do you help some of the companies that people see featured in Charleston Home and Design Magazine?
Well, I think like just one, being open and honest and having a great relationship with our clients. A lot of our clients like just want the best things, like as far as like photography and using our skills. And the longer that we grow and mature into like great graphic designers and photographers, the more skill that we can get as far as like putting out the best ad, putting out the best photos, the best angles, the best lighting. So I think for me personally, I usually start off by just asking the client, as far as I'm doing an ad, like, hey, do you have any projects that you worked on that you're willing to take the photos of? We're happy and glad to like go to a photo shoot. And then they'll probably rave about, you know, it was a beautiful home. It had great, the interior is great, or the lighting is great. And so we're kind of go from there. But I think it's just honestly just having a great relationship and just really talking with them and really being honest about if they give me their opinion and they're like, hey, I kind of want this here, and then giving them like, oh, maybe that's not the best placement, but here is another option that will work out for your ad. And I think me and Callie do a great job in making sure that our clients are really good to go and that we're getting the best ad that we possibly can and photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much what I put into all of it too, but also just learning and growing more photography skills or more graphic design skills as more technology comes out. So
and our offices are very, very close to each other, and we have kind of like an open floor plan here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. So I get to hear a lot of the conversations that you and Callie and the art director Patrick Brickman have. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of collaboration up here, which I love, and nobody's afraid to ask another's opinion or to if they need a little assistance or something like that. And I just that's great. From the point of view of the companies our readers see in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, you ladies and Patrick are responsible for going out and shooting photographs of the company's projects. Mm-hmm. And that's probably one of the biggest values that we offer to our clients is the free professional photography that they receive when they come on board as an advertiser in Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And I was just talking to a guy who owns a flooring company in town, and he said, "Yeah, I've got somebody who goes out and shoots my projects on their iPhone, and that's just fine, but it's just not the same quality." Mm-hmm. And that's like when you go into to shoot a kitchen, for example, mm-hmm. Callie, like how do it takes a while for like to set up the photo and to kind of look at the what angle is going to be best to take the whole thing in. What talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I think absolutely. There's a huge difference between an iPhone and a professional camera. The angles, the editing that goes behind it, the quality overall, it's a significant difference. And having the eye for the right angle is super important. I think just depending on the client, we either, you know, if it's a countertop company, we have to shoot a little higher to make sure you can see the countertop. There's so many like aspects that go into shooting a home other than just, you know, point and shooting.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, understanding, like Ebony said, the client and like what they want and what they expect out of us and what we expect out of the ad or the editorial that we're doing for that particular photo shoot. I think it's just super important to make sure that we're getting every angle, every detail out of that home, and highlighting every corner or nook and cranny of that particular space, because it's so important to capture that space for that client. And so it shines in the best light mm-hmm. for them.
Yeah, those beautiful photos that you see in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, they don't happen by accident. And I think correct me if I'm wrong, but the rule of thumb is for the amount of time that you put into actually shooting the photograph, about that same amount, equal amount of time is spent editing those photographs too.
Absolutely. And even potentially double the time, because we take 3 photos per shot and then we layer them to bring back the lighting from the window, or if there's a beam on the ceiling, you have to pop the flash in different areas. So it takes a ton of time to edit, potentially more time than shooting. So yeah.
Good deal. Well, we're almost out of time, but I did want to say I'm going to ask you. Originally, we were planning to sit down and talk about the new fall issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and unfortunately, we've run out of time. We spent so much time just talking about the process, which is very valuable too. But if it's okay, I'm going to have you come back on our next show to talk specifically about the fall issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, which is out and available right now. We've been talking with Callie Cranford and Ebony Ellis, our photographers and graphic designers here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
And joining us on the phone now is Tiffany Miller with Home Etiquette. How are you, Tiffany?
I'm good. How are you, Tim?
Good. Tiffany, take a moment and tell everybody about Home Etiquette.
Well, we do a couple of things. One is home organization, and we can do that for any and every closet and cabinet, garage, storage space. The second is stress-free moving, where we can come and do everything from packing you to wiping things down, putting it away, selling your things on Facebook Marketplace if be needed, and hiring the movers, to the other side, unpacking you, and again, organizing your home top to bottom. Mm-hmm. The last would be the holidays. We will come in creating ambiance for your tables by tablescaping. And if you ask us, you know, to get your boxes out of the attic and put up the tree, that type of thing, we'll do that as well.
Gotcha. Well, it sounds like based on those different tasks that Home Etiquette is offering to homeowners that I'll bet you're very, very popular with the people when you finish a job, right?
Yes. There's an editorial out in Charleston Home and Design now with a client that we did a move for A to Z, unpacked them and organized them, and even went and did some accessorizing for them. And right in there we have some of the clients' quotes of how they felt. Said it when they came in, walked in the door after we were done, it finally felt like home and fabulous and amazing. So that was a true testament and an honor to have this particular couple say that about us.
Well, we as humans, we all seek order. And when there's disorder in our lives, and that happens frequently just because, you know, of the way life is, and you know, you get busy and you have a list of things that you mean to get to, but a lot of times you're not able to, and the clutter, the disorganization, that can be a cause of stress. And then when you find a solution to the problem, it's like such a big breath of fresh air that, you know, that Home Etiquette has helped the homeowner get to, right?
Exactly. And what we find is where the accolades and sometimes happy tears come in is when they see that we've organized it, but it's absolutely what we try to do is make it look like a piece of art when you open your doors to the master closet or your kitchen cabinets. And I recently even had a client, it was a mom of another client who lives in Charlotte, but she kept saying, just make it functional. And then when she saw it done, she was like, oh my gosh, this is beautiful. And she sent me a text the other day saying, it's still sustainable as you said it would be. So that was another great accolade and honor
right.
from a great woman.
Now, there are a lot of people who are buying new homes and moving, and talk about the stress-free moving part of home etiquette.
Yeah, these keep us really busy. And what they entail is, like, a lot of our clientele right now is, you know, if you have a mother-in-law or father-in-law that's moving and you don't want them listening and doing all the heavy labor tasks, and they also need to have it organized on the other side, that's a lot of our clientele right now. And so for them, that might entail everything from on the moving side of getting out of their home, packing them, putting it all away, helping them sell their things, and then also bringing them on the other end and doing everything from A to Z, even wiping down, you know, anything that needs to be wiped down, like their figurines or glassware or small appliances.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we've asked to be, like this, like I said before, accessorized. So that is one of my clientele. Another big one is busy young couples buying a new home. They just don't have time, and they're willing to put the cost in for the quality of it.
Yeah, that I'm sure, because you've got busy young couples. They're probably both working. There may be some young children around, and they can reach out to home etiquette, and you folks can help them there, right?
Yes, we even did a couple who has a home here but also bought a second home in West Palm Beach. Four kids, so six people in the household, and that took a week, but they were done in a week with everything unpacked in, you know, a six-bedroom home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for just about everyone has experienced a move in their life, and I'm not sure which is worse, when you finally get everything moved out of your old space and you've got to go back and clean, or when you get to your new space and you've got all those boxes to unpack and you're just exhausted from the whole experience.
Yes, the new space is really what is even more time consuming and exhausting for my clients, because it's just boxes sitting there for months typically, and then they can't find a lot of their things. We'll get it done in a week for you. For a project like that, others we've gotten done in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So we work with your schedule around it and as quick as we can.
Right, right. Now, Tiffany, with the holidays coming up, how can home etiquette help homeowners?
It really is the same thing. You know, you want the ambiance. You don't have the time to create it, or maybe you have a vision of what you want to put together, but you just can't. So we would come in and do really the same thing, organize your tables, like, which is called tablescaping. And then even we've had a couple people ask about putting up their tree and making it match, going to get the ornaments so everything matches perfectly. So basically just ambiance for home and entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And then and talk about the tablescaping. Like, does that mean taking those the fine china out of the cabinet that you know, only gets used once or twice a year, and decorating the holiday table?
It is a combination, and this is another thing you can see on my Instagram and website. Some people want to use their fine china. Some people saw something on Pinterest and want me go to obtain it, if not already in my inventory, and create it the best that we can. So we take that concept and try to recreate the theme and the feeling of that tablescaping. And that's everything from candles to your centerpiece to the napkins to the napkin rings, all of it.
And you're guaranteed to get a different look, something that you may not be able to pull off yourself. And that's the one of the big reasons for hiring home etiquette.
Yeah, and there's two reasons for that. Again, stress-free. We come in and do that when you're entertaining even a small group, but a large group as well. You know, you still have to work. So we'll come in and take care of that, put up the tree. And then the other piece of that is that maybe you don't have those dishes and you don't want to go buy them.
That's true. Where would you source the dishes? Are there places that rent them or something?
Yes, so there's two ways. Sometimes people come to me and say, I want to buy them, and after I have them for next year as well. I mean, I source from a lot of places. Home Goods happens to be my favorite place. And then also, we have some in inventory that might fit your theme. But more times than not, we're going to go find it because everybody has such specific and different tastes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. And we're almost out of time, but you mentioned something before we started the interview about designing a gallery wall for one of your customers.
Yes. So as I get started, I do get asked to do other things because, again, it's about organization is about symmetry and making things look beautiful with symmetry. So I have on my living room floor here all my furniture spread out, and I'm making a huge gallery wall for one of my clients with symmetry, but also with the passion behind her art.
So before a single nail is put in the wall, you have an idea of where everything's going to go.
Yes, everything measured out perfectly, and then so it's easy just to have my handyman come in and hang it all.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about home etiquette?
Well, there's two ways, actually three ways. Again, Charleston Home and Design did a great editorial, and my ad is in there. Second would be my website, homeetiquette.com. And then if you have Instagram, go look. It's becoming widely popular throughout the Charleston area, and that is Home Etiquette Charleston.
All right, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Tiffany Miller with Home Etiquette. Thanks so much, Tiffany.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And joining us on the phone now is Nikki Komorek with Charleston Cabinets. How are you, Nikki?
Good, Tim. How are you doing?
Not bad. Nikki, take a moment. Tell everybody about Charleston Cabinets.
So Charleston Cabinets has been operating in the Charleston area for over 30 years. We have worked with many builders, general contractors, and homeowners for remodeling in the area. We have lots of contractors we've worked with in 20 plus years, so we have a pretty good base here.
Yeah, so Charleston Cabinets has been been in business for how long?
32 years.
32 years. Congratulations on that. You can't stick around that long without having a lot of happy customers.
Yes, that's correct, and that's very important to us.
And Nikki, you work with a lot of builders and interior designers as well as homeowners, correct?
Correct. Yes. And it really, you know, when someone comes in and they have a remodel, we have general contractors that we refer to help with the tear out and replumbing, re-electrical, flooring, that sort of thing. So even though we don't do the actual demo type work ourselves, we do have plenty of people on board that we would highly recommend to do the work for them.
Right. And you're doing the important part, which is coming up with a new plan for that kitchen, or you know, maybe not a totally redo for the bathroom, but coming up with a plan for how the kitchen's going to be laid out and everything. Because a lot of homeowners are like, we need to update our kitchen. We want a new kitchen, but I don't know where everything needs to go. We might want to take down a wall or change the footprint a little bit. And you at Charleston Cabinets can help with that whole design.
Absolutely. So all of our designers are considered design experts and layout experts. So we can come in and help, hey, let's get rid of this wall. Let's open this up. Let's put your sink here, your refrigerator there. Why this will work, why this won't work, the pros and cons of moving something to a certain location. So then we draw the renderings for the homeowners to be able to see a comprehensive view of exactly what the options are going to look like.
Are there certain rules that you follow when it comes to kitchen design?
Yes, quite a few. The working triangle is very important. You want to have a good workflow. You don't want to have your cooking space and your prep dishwashing space all crammed together in one corner. So having it spaced out, but also in an easy flow where if you're entertaining or there's more than one cook in the kitchen, you can easily work around the spaces that you need. Another big rule of thumb is countertop refrigerators. Never put those against a wall. They don't work.
Did you say countertop refrigerators?
Counter depth refrigerators. A lot of architects will stick a counter refrigerator next to a wall, and a lot of people like the counter depth, the more built-in look, and those don't work right up against the wall because the door doesn't have clearance to open. So that's something we have experience with, and we say, hey, you know, if you're going the counter depth refrigerator, we should have a pantry between the wall and the refrigerator, that sort of thing.
Gotcha. Counter depth. That's interesting. I bet you end up educating a lot of your customers at Charleston Cabinetry with a lot of new terms when you meet with them.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
What do you think? What should someone keep in mind? You know, they want a new kitchen. What are some of the things that you think they should be keeping in mind, or that are questions that they should be asking the cabinet company that they're working with?
Budget is always a really big question. You know, you can walk into our showroom and we have some really beautiful high-end options, and they are gorgeous, but it's very important to ask the budget question to understand what parameters you're working within with the homeowner. And the same goes for new construction. You know, most builders will give you a preliminary budget, and that's to get you a basic, decent kitchen. But if you want to start adding glass and stack to a 10-foot ceiling and a lot of accessories and organization, it's very important to be transparent about what those items will end up costing. Mm-hmm. So budget's usually one of the first questions we discuss before we get into looking at door styles and finishes, but that's another one. And, you know, thankfully there's places like House and Instagram and Pinterest where people can get ideas of what they like, and having an idea board is always wonderful because then it gives the designer something to a jumping pad to start off from.
Mm-hmm. And everybody needs more storage, right? I mean, is that also a goal with any kind of kitchen design that Charleston Cabinets does?
Yes, and not just more storage, but better organization. So you can have a smaller space, but if the organization is there, then you can actually put your items and make it flow a lot easier when you have the correct type of organization.
Mm. Good deal. And what are some of the trends that you're seeing when it comes to kitchen and bath cabinetry?
So we're still seeing a lot of white and gray cabinets. We're also starting to see a lot more of soft greens and blues and the whole spectrum. A lot more color coming into play, which I'm very excited about because it is really fun to work with some of the new color options available. Definitely seeing a lot of gold and brass for hardware and fixtures and plumbing. And I love, you know, the navy blue or the hunter green with the brass hardware. Looks amazing. Love the look of it.
And that's something that Charleston Cabinets can help a homeowner with if it's a custom color or something, or do they have to stay within a certain range of colors?
So we actually have two lines that have their standard finishes, but you can also have a custom color. So if you're in love with Sherwin-Williams agreeable gray or sea salt, we can paint your cabinets that color. There is a bit more of an upcharge and a bit more of a lead time, but it is finished within their factory. So it does come with a lifetime warranty on the finish there as well, which is really awesome.
That is good. And yeah, it's interesting to see how things have changed. You know, 20 years ago, you saw a lot of the big they have stained cabinets with big corbels and a lot of decorations, or I'm not quite sure what the term is, but
yes.
And today it seems to be a little bit more slimmed down and gone away from the stain to more painted cabinetry, right?
That's 100%. A lot sleeker, a lot cleaner, a lot more streamlined, a lot simpler, just easier to keep clean as well. Not a lot of fuss and frill going on, but the texture is also a really big one. I mean, a lot of homeowners are afraid of doing, you know, a white kitchen and white countertops and, you know, a simple backsplash. And, you know, when you add texture in those areas, you know, maybe do a wood island instead of a painted white island and add texture through your backsplash or through crown molding. Those are areas that you can really, you know, take a space and brighten it up and give it a good flow as well.
I'm looking at your ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and there's a kitchen with some of those floating shelves that are very popular these days. Is that something that Charleston Cabinets can help with the overall order for the cabinetry? Or
yep, absolutely. So all of our lines do carry floating shelves available in all their standard finishes. And then again, the two lines, we can do a custom painted finish if need be. I also have some clients that, you know, want a really distressed look, and we can do that with our Craft Made Vantage line as well, which we're actually going to be doing in a Rainbow Row house in the near future, which we'll be excited to show.
Hmm. I wonder how square those walls are going to be.
They're not. But that's it's a very old home, and it's got a lot of character, a lot of potential, and the homeowners have some really, really great ideas. So it's going to be great. We can't wait for you guys to see it.
And I'm sure that the cabinet installers with Charleston Cabinets, you folks are pros at when you do come up with a challenge of a wall that's not perfectly square. You're able to work around that, right?
Absolutely. And what's great about our installers is they've worked with Charleston Cabinets and our particular lines that we've carried over 20 years. So they're very familiar with the product. They're very familiar with the way that we do things, the way that we want things done. We don't outsource our installation, which saves a lot of hassle and trouble down the road.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Charleston Cabinets?
CharlestonCabinetsInc.com is our website. We also post very frequently on our Facebook page as well as our Instagram page. So if you're in social media, definitely check us out there. We're always posting job site pictures on those platforms. And of course, call the office at 843-554-7800.
All right. Well, we have been talking with Nikki Komorek with Charleston Cabinets. Thanks so much, Nikki.
Thanks, Sam. Talk to you soon.
And joining us now on the phone is William Albrecht III with Southern Lumber and Millwork. How are you doing, William?
Good, Tim. Thanks. How are you?
Good, good. William, take a moment and tell everyone about Southern Lumber and Millwork.
Yeah, so we're a local family-owned company coming up on our 80th year in business. Looking at our about 75th right here in our location on King Street. And we do kind of everything in the building world aside from brick and concrete and roofing. So we do, you know, frame and lumber, exterior trim, interior trim, doors, windows, hardware, kind of full service there as far as, you know, supply companies go and, you know, help take a project from start to finish.
Right. And in our present day world of lots of corporate companies and big box stores and things like that, Southern Lumber and Millwork is unique in that you folks are an independent lumber company. You're not tied in with any of the chain stores out there or anything like that. And kind of talk a little bit about Southern Lumber and Millwork's background.
So yeah, I mean, we started in 1941. Actually in a garage off of St. Margaret Street. And it kind of just grew from there. We started doing, you know, transom sashes and, you know, historical replications for stuff downtown, windows, you know, louver blinds, shutters, what have you. And it's just kind of grown from there. Moved into treated lumber for exterior use, and then, you know, framing, interior trim, everything else kind of to follow. And it's grown into what it is today. Yeah, like I said, we're coming up on 80 years and, you know, still working on growing and, I mean, bettering ourselves. So it's kind of where we're at.
Good deal. And Southern Lumber and Millwork is a family-owned company. Is it third generation or fourth generation?
So I'm fourth generation, yes, sir. And there's two generations currently working, and the generation before that just retired, but she's still around to give us advice and stuff. So it works out pretty good. There's a lot of different, outlooks on everything, and it helps us kind of, you know, make decisions wisely and with everyone in mind. So it definitely plays a part. And, you know, like I said, we're local, family owned, not a big box store. So, you know, we are here for Charleston, in Charleston, and, you know, this is kind of our area. So we appreciate everyone kind of, you know, buying into that and helping us grow over the years.
And William, you're a pretty young guy, in your 20s, and Have you been working at Southern Lumber and Millwork most of your life?
So yeah, man, that's kind of a funny question. If you asked everyone here, that'd be a funny thing to listen to all the different answers. But yeah, I started so when I was 13, started working summers, and so then I started working here full time. Like right before I turned 17, so I'm 25 now. I've been here about 8 years as the company turns 80, so kind of ironic, but yeah, so been here for a little while, and it's pretty cool to see, you know, as times change, we've actually got a lot of younger people here as a whole, kind of compared to the rest of our industry, so it's cool to see things kind of adapt over time, and, you know, how we're growing and trying to, you know, incorporate young people into the industry that's, you know, more typically an older band's game, for sure.
And did you start right there in the ivory tower, or were you outside fulfilling orders and getting your hands dirty?
Man, people of early generations would definitely laugh hearing you ask that question. There is no such thing around here as the ivory tower. usually being a family member just means you do the worst jobs, which is wouldn't have it any other way, for sure, and that will change no time soon for any other generation coming through, for sure, and we're proud of that. We're happy of it. Even young people who are starting out here that aren't in the family go through the whole process. There is no quick path to success around here. We take pride in the fact that we, you know, try to train everybody from the ground up, and there is no handouts. So that's kind of the way it goes. But yeah, everyone starts on the yard, no matter what.
Which is exactly the way it should be. And let's take a moment and let's shift gears and talk about how Southern Lumber and Millwork helps homeowners every day with regards to building a custom home or undertaking a remodel project. And you know, a lot of people might be used to, you know, just zipping into one of the home improvement big box stores to pick up this or that, but when it comes to building a custom home, you definitely don't want to go that route. You want to work with a lumber yard like Southern Lumber and Millwork, because that's your specialty, right? Is helping homeowners that are remodeling and building custom homes.
Right. So we definitely always recommend local, for sure, and not even just because we are one, just because, you know, generally speaking, honestly, Charleston's blessed with a few good local independent lumber yards, and the good thing about dealing with someone like us, or someone local, is we stock products and we service job sites the way that this market demands. So, you know, we stock products that are thoughtful to, you know, climate down here, and, you know, we help install on certain products just to make sure things are done the way that the Charleston market demands, which is, you know, they have a high demand for quality and they have a high demand for service. And our climate is obviously extremely harsh, so dealing with someone local pays off leaps and bounds compared to dealing with a big box company that just sells the same products all across the country. Yeah, no matter how you look at it, it pays off dividends for sure at the end of a project.
And I always find that it's interesting when I interview people in the industry, when they mention the harsh climate here in Charleston, because on the surface, people don't realize that. They don't recognize that. They just see, you know, all the sunny days that we have and the nice weather. But what do you mean by harsh climate, and what are some of the products that Southern Lumber and Millwork provides to homeowners that are building or remodeling to ensure that the materials that are ultimately installed on a home will stand up to the test of time?
Yeah, so obviously Charleston is seems a great place to live. Bluebird days, a bunch of great weather. But what is happening in the atmosphere and all around us, you might not realize, but the salt air, the wind, the humidity changes, the temperature changes. Obviously, what was it, like 44 this weekend, and it's my truck says 82 right now.
Uh-huh.
The temperature changes are wild. The salt air is very harsh on any product, and the humidity is just kind of unparalleled, you know, most other markets in the country. Obviously, there's, you know, a lot of others that are somewhere around us. So a lot of things would be good to use, like, you know, obviously we're in a hurricane zone, impact rated windows, you know, proper shutter, proper window protection if you're not going to use impact rated windows. As far as humidity and stuff goes, properly treated lumber is a huge thing. You know, everything in our area is ground contact. We as a company stock no treated products that are not rated for, you know, contact with the ground, which just makes a huge difference. And, you know, we're a lumber company, right? But we also deal in products like Boral Trim, Versatex PVC, you know, different kind of newer age products that can help stand the test of time to this, you know, salty, rainy, windy, humid climate, and hot, obviously. So it's just a lot of different products that we use that, again, you know, the big box stores aren't going to be as, you know, they're not going to be thinking about that as much. They're going to stock the same products nationwide. But our products are very geared towards our market, and yep, that's what we know.
Well, it's you've probably experienced this yourself. It's always an education process, especially with a lot of the newcomers to the area, because we get a lot of people who move to Charleston from the Northeast, and they're used to talking to contractors about digging down deep enough to you know, with the frost and everything like that.
Right. And harsh in its own way, for sure.
Right. But a completely different kind of building environment here in Charleston that they're used to. So it becomes an education process, because they're not used to having to purchase certain materials that you know, that will stand up to the climate here in Charleston. And you know this better than I do. There's a dirty word in construction called callback, the callback. And builders don't want a callback. They want to be able to finish a project to the best of their ability, and to the satisfaction of the homeowner, and then move on to another project. And then when a homeowner has, when there's some sort of material that fails on a house, and they get that call back, and they have to come out there and forensically figure out what went wrong, that's something they want to avoid altogether. And that's where partnering with Southern Lumber and Millwork, you really help those builders to avoid those callbacks.
Right. So, I mean, even in the custom, you know, the custom home world down here, it's a very, competitive market. So it keeps the bar high, which is great. Like, you know, you think a hard competition wouldn't be great, but the bar is set so high in the custom home world down here that realistically the homeowner wins that battle almost every time, because each builder is trying to prove, you know, or even, you know, take it back to the architect, each architect is trying to prove why they've thought of every issue that comes up in this harsh climate. And each builder wants to prove that they know how to execute it the best way. And it comes down to us, where we, you know, we believe in the products we sell. And, you know, that's what we stand behind to avoid those callbacks and to avoid those issues down the down the line. So it's cool, kind of on every level, you know, especially in the Charleston market, you know, with this small, you know, group of, you know, high-end custom home builders. It's nice to see the bar is just set high from every perspective. The architect sets the bar high, the engineer sets the bar high, you know, the builder sets the bar high for us. You know, we set the bar high for our vendors. It's just a special thing. I mean, everyone. You know, it seems like, you know, most of the way in the custom home market, everyone is just after the best product, no questions asked. So it's fun to kind of navigate that.
Yep.
You know, deal with new products, but also deal with the products that have stood the test of time and proved themselves over the years. So it's always a fun game to, you know, what's the best and what can we be doing better?
Well, let's talk about some of those products, because when a homeowner is building a custom home or undertaking a large remodel, they visit Southern Lumber and Millwork. You guys have got a remodeled showroom, and you demonstrate a lot of the products and materials that you sell as part of your showroom. And what are some of the different selections that homeowners make when they visit Southern Lumber and Millwork?
So we like having people down to show them the products kind of in use. You know what you're getting. You can feel and touch, put your hands on it, see it up close. And it's nice to have. So, you know, we'll have, you know, I'm out here looking at the porch right now. You know, we've got five or six different types of hardy siding. We've got some of the higher end hardy. You know, some of the cheaper, more economical hardy. We've got, you know, floral trim. We've got our elite treated, which is a great product. It's a great wood product. And then you got all the way down to even, you know, artificial shakes like New Cedar PVC, Maxi Shake. You know, those products you can touch and feel from an exterior standpoint and see what you're going to get. And then from an interior standpoint, obviously we've got, you know, we have a full service, you know, millwork shop. So, you know, we're building doors, gates, brackets, tabletops, anything else you can think of. Plus we run all our own moldings. So got our moldings on display. You can pick and choose from the couple hundred different profiles we have, different, you know, door vendors like Masonite, True Style, and kind of, you know, you can get a good, better, best, and, you know, touch and feel and realize, okay, you know, maybe I do like the way the, you know, True Style door swings over the Masonite. I like to feel better. It's worth the extra $60 a door, you know, whatever it might be for that selection. But it's nice to be able to feel and touch and kind of know, you know, this is what I'd rather spend money on because of this, and maybe this isn't so important to me. I'll go with this on that so I can get the nicer product over here. So it's nice to be able to use that, and it gets utilized a lot. It's been really good, and it helps people understand what they're going to end up with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Southern Lumber Millwork sells a lot of interior trim products. I remember when we were building our house 11 years ago, we picked out all of our moldings from you folks and a number of the different interior trim materials that ultimately became part of our home. And that's something that you don't get that kind of service at the big box stores for sure.
Right, and it's unique. So, you know, again, like to speak on what we're stocking compared to them, it's like, you know, our profiles are, you know, rich with Charleston history. Like, you know, look at all of our profiles. You know, we've got obviously some new modern profiles, but, you know, most of our profiles are very, you know, historic and kind of old school Charleston, you know, style. Because again, that's what we're about. It's where we started. That's where we do it. You know, it's pretty unique. We run all our moldings in house, so we get to have, you know, complete control over that quality and, you know, just everything about that process really helps us out. So we kind of know what the, you know, what the market demands, and then that's, you know, obviously our biggest goal to strive to meet is what the market demands.
Mm-hmm. Southern Lumber and Millwork, you folks have got a lot of very, very good relationships with local architects as well. And why do so many local architects, ultimately send their clients to Southern Lumber and Millwork to make selections?
Yeah, so obviously we love local architects. You know, they're the ones that get the ball rolling for everybody. So they're a big deal to us. And, you know, it's just helpful because we're right on the front line with new products coming out. And we see so many products being sold that, you know, we know what stands up, what maybe didn't stand up so well, you know, what to avoid, you know, the best way to install this, you know. And we try to help everyone throughout the process. So, you know, it's easy for them, you know, they can say, hey, I saw this new product online. Have y'all had any experience with it? What are y'all using? You know, we do our best to, you know, offer real actual experience with it, and we're not hiding anything. So we're pretty forthcoming. If we don't like a product, we'll say we don't like that product. If we, you know, believe in a product, and, you know, we'll stand behind it. You know, we recommend it. So it's helpful for them because we're on the front side with the vendors, and we can kind of help them know, hey, this is coming up. This is what we've heard about it. This is what we think about it. These are the options available. You know, take a look at it, let us know what you think. You know, so it's helpful for them, again, for the, you know, because they can put it on paper, but some clients have just got to touch and feel and see. And it's just helpful for them that we have so much stuff on display, and, you know, we kind of allow our showroom to be their showroom, essentially. You know, we have plenty of meetings with architects here every week that aren't, you know, we're not even in on. We just let them use our showroom to explain, you know, the products they're speccing and let them kind of run the show. So it's a good working relationship, and we definitely appreciate those guys. They're a huge part of our business. We couldn't do it without them.
You know, you brought something up or mentioned something a minute ago about how much people are, homeowners in particular, are, they're doing a ton of research online to try to make sure that they're making the right decisions when it comes to building a house or a big remodel. And is which comes first? Like, are you introducing these products to your builder clients and their homeowner clients, or are they coming to Southern Lumber and saying, hey, do you have this particular type of product that I've researched online?
So it can go both ways, obviously, but I'd say, you know, 8 times out of 10, it's us saying, hey, this is this new product out. This is, you know, this is what we think of it. This is what, you know, we're hearing from field experience in other areas. You know, and obviously sometimes people will be like, hey, I saw this online. What do y'all think of this? You know, there's definitely times where we get caught like, man, yeah, haven't heard of that one. We'll have to check it out. And then, you know, get back to them. But I'd say for the most part, you know, we're usually on the front side of that one, you know, letting people know what's available and, you know, products, new products we're seeing coming through.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many different products. I've used this example a few different times on our radio show about how when our architect had spec plywood for the subfloors throughout our house, and it was our builder that actually asked the architect, "Hey, is it okay to put down Advantech, which is you know better than I? We'll explain what Advantech is versus plywood for subfloors."
Yeah, so you know, plywood's done well. You know, my house was built in the 50s. You know, my plywood does pretty good. I don't have too many issues out of it. But Advantech is just a modernized product by Huber. It's a strand board with an MDI resin. And it's used for subfloor. It is very strong, virtually squeak-free when installed right, and it's just super user-friendly. The builders love it. The installers love it. The architects love it. We love it. It's just a, you know, phenomenal product compared to plywood. Not to say plywood doesn't do a pretty good job, but the Advantech is just next level, and it's a product we sell.
Well, and
I don't know, a few truckloads a week.
Yeah, and you just hit the nail on the head. Is like, why would a homeowner care about the subfloor? I mean, there's so many different materials that are going into the construction of a home that the homeowner will never see. That's why they call the materials that you do see, you typically call them finishes, because that's the finished product. And so when it comes to the subfloor, why should a homeowner care about, you know, what materials used for the subfloor? Just get the cheapest. No, that's not the right answer, because the homeowner will ultimately experience squeaking floors with the plywood, and you don't want a homeowner. Nobody wants squeaky floors, you know, when you're walking downstairs for a midnight snack or something.
It sets, like I said, how the bar is set so high. It keeps, if you start with the right, you know, the right foundation pieces, the, you know, the right subfloor, the right flooring, the right wall sheeting, the right house wrap, it keeps the bar high for your project. So, you use the best subfloor, the flooring guy's going to put, you know, his version of the best flooring on top of it. You know, you use the best wall sheeting, we're going to put the best house wrap on the outside of it and a great exterior trim product. It keeps it starts it at the base of being a good product. You don't want to start the base with being an okay product, and then you put a bunch of nice things on top, and then it ends up, you know, skipping that step on the bottom is going to have to make you have to rip everything up. And then, you know, they think they don't care, but you don't care until it's a problem. So, we actually don't stock any other subfloor besides Advantech. We have plywood, obviously, people want to use that, but as far as, you know, different subfloor products go, we stand strong with Advantech, and you know, different. Everyone wants to use something different for wall sheathings, but they also have a wall sheathing that we just couldn't recommend more. It's great products.
Well, it's certainly really, really exciting when you are picking out your plumbing fixtures and your countertops and the paint colors throughout. But you nailed it. I mean, you don't want to put these nice finishing products on top of something that's not, you know, that's beneath it, that is not going to hold up the best. And
right.
I really and I'm sure you do too, urge homeowners to really, really do their homework and try to and they can go, they could set up an appointment with Southern Lumber and Millwork, and you can probably educate them very, very quickly in a short amount of time about what are the pluses and minuses of each of those different products that maybe you don't you're not going to be able to see on a daily basis, but you definitely want to make sure that you've made the right choices as your house is being constructed and or remodeled.
Right. I mean, even the building we're in, obviously some of it, Some of it is a little new. Most of it is old. We just gave it a facelift. So we actually have areas that are Dantec, and we have some areas that are old, and, you know, it's old, like 1x6 diagonal slat, or even, like, old plywood. And it's funny, as you walk through the building, you can walk through, you know, the part we just, you know, built and resubfloored into, like, an older part of the building, and you can just feel the entire feel of your step change. It all changes. You can walk in one part of our showroom, and it's funny, we actually pointed this out to one of the other day. We were talking about this exact thing we're talking about. We were walking through the showroom, and I'm like, you feel that? Changed. Doesn't matter if you're wearing 5 foot shoes, heels, you can feel the difference. You can hear the squeak, you can hear the pop in the flooring. It's all different. So starting with those base products, and again, like using a local independent lumber yard, they're going to be the people who know what needs to be used in this area, because a lot of people don't have to deal with that humidity that we deal with underneath our structures in different parts of the country. So it's just so important to, you know, heed the advice of architects, engineers, suppliers, and builders, really, and just, you know, make sure you're starting with a good foundation so you can, you know, put your nice finishes on top of a nice foundation.
Right.
And really, the cost difference is so minuscule in the grand scheme of things between using a better product like Advantech over, you know, maybe a budget version of it, or, you know, even just regular old plywood. It's just not worth it. It's not worth it at all. So.
Right. Well, I urge every one of our listeners who either is getting ready to build or plans to do a remodel project, become, I don't have a name for it, but, you know, become a geek when it comes to learning about those materials, and really do everything that you can to educate yourself. And, you know, some people, you know, can stare at their device in the evening after work to do that research, or you can just go into Southern Lumber and Millwork and talk with William or one of the other associates there, and get a great education yourself on all the different pieces that make up your finished home. And how can folks get more information about Southern Lumber and Millwork?
So obviously we're at 2031 King Street Extension. You can come down and see us anytime. We're more than happy to help. You know, just educate. You don't have to buy anything every time or nothing. Just come on down. Love to help help people understand it better. We're online, solumber.com, or, you know, we're a lumberyard headed into the new age, so we're working up our following on Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that, so it's grown pretty good. So, you know, head on over to Instagram, Facebook, give us a like and a follow, and kind of follow along. We try to post some informative stuff on there, so it's a good place for information as well. And, yeah, or just come down and see us.
Well, very good. And I just want to throw in a quick plug. There's been some reviews of what happened in downtown Charleston on I believe it was Labor Day. No, it was the weekend after Labor Day weekend, May 30th. And with all of the destruction that took place downtown and Southern Lumber and Millwork, you folks loaded up your trucks with plywood to bring down to the different businesses downtown that were damaged during that rioting, and handed out all that plywood for free to the different business owners so they could board up and board up the broken windows and things like that. And I just think that's not something that a big box store would do. It's something that a local business that has local ties would do. And my hat is off to Southern Lumber and Millwork for doing something like that.
Yeah, thank you, Tim. Appreciate that.
Well, we have been talking with William Albrecht III with Southern Lumber and Millwork. Thanks so much, William.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good day.
Talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.